If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stranger Things Forever, rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things Forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Excuse me, I'm yawning. I'm a little tired. Let me see. Let me get some energy. Okay, here we go. Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. And today we will be talking about minutes 60 to 70 of Chapter 9 of Stranger Things 4, The Piggyback. We're crossing. The hour mark now in an episode that's well over 2 hours. So I'm checking the math, I'm checking the timing, and it would appear that including today, we have 7 episodes left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we have 6 days to do it. But of course, I'm going to try to do, you know, as many 2-day episodes as I possibly can. So that should mean tomorrow, if everything goes as planned, there will be a morning edition and an evening edition of Stranger Things Forever. Now on Saturday and Sunday, just based on my schedule, there is a solid chance that both of those days will get 1 episode each. And then that would leave a big final day for 2 episodes on Monday, unless I save one for Tuesday, just so we have no days off. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. All I know is I painted myself into a corner, and I have been working diligently as much as possible to get out of said corner, and in doing so, have had a boatload of fun, maybe even a buttload of fun. So no regrets in doing it. Like, it's not like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do another episode. It's the only regret I have is that maybe I didn't do 3 episodes, a couple months ago, and then I'd already be closer. I didn't plan well. Look, I didn't plan well, but I said we'd get this done, and we are so much closer. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But before that, we have to talk about today's 10 minutes. But before we do that, there's a couple things in the news that I wanted to discuss. Number one, I did mention the other day that I shared a link to an article about Sadie Sink being in Romeo and Juliet on the West End, which is like London's version of Broadway. But I didn't read the full article. I just kind of, I really read the headline, the first paragraph, and I didn't see that Sadie Sink is currently filming the new Spider-Man movie. I had no idea. And now Yahoo Entertainment, I guess there's a story from Tech Radar, says Spider-Man 4 star Sadie Sink will reportedly appear in another Marvel movie. And this person says, now I'm Tom Powers, the author. Now I'm more convinced than ever about who she's playing in the MCU. So apparently she's going, the rumor is now she's going to be in Avengers Secret Wars, which is the next Avengers movie. And, you know, I didn't even see this. I guess this was this the same article I shared? I don't know if it was or not. The Deadline article saying that Sadie Sink has joined Spider-Man Brand New Days cast in March. I had no idea. And she's set to appear in the sixth Avengers movie. I love the Marvel. I like the Marvel movies. Some of them I love more than others. But of course I enjoy them. I mean, look at me. I'm podcasting about Stranger Things. You think there's not a giant Venn diagram of Stranger Things and Marvel fans crossing over? That of course there is. We love these kind of stories, these kind of characters, this kind of storytelling, on a big large scale over, you know, talking about decades now with Marvel. I like Stranger Things more, but I like Superman the best. But I love Stranger Things more than Marvel. I'll admit it. I'm not doing a podcast about Marvel. Am I dedicated to Marvel? I mean, I talk about them here and there on my Geek Mentality podcast. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, nor there or there. But I just wanted to mention the big news about Sadie Sink actually joining the MCU. And that got me thinking it will be interesting over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years to see all of our favorite characters, the actors, what they do, like who has more success, who becomes the biggest star, who's the surprise star, who's like maybe the someone who makes all these great indie movies and they went on to be a big, you know, critically acclaimed actor. They make these smaller movies, but they're so good. And you like Millie Bobby Brown's already become a star. And it'd be interesting now. I saw there was a trailer for a new Joe Keery movie with Liam Neeson that looked kind of fun. And, you know, now with Sadie Sink, I wonder if she's going to be the biggest star of them all. We shall see. But I think the two younger girls are the ones that are going to be probably the two biggest stars. That's just my guess. But it'll be interesting. I hope there's no like screech, you know, like every spinoff. All of a sudden they're back. I'm back in Hawkins. I'm here. I'm still here. And it's some character that's just always pops up in the future. Oh, it's the future. So he's older now. I'll have to tell you the truth. I was doing dishes, thinking about that, going, who would be the Screech? Because remember Screech, Saved by the Bell. Well, maybe some of you don't remember. And then he comes back for no apparent reason. Well, he did Saved by the Bell the college years, but so did Zach and A.C. Slater. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't go to college? Then he comes back to work for Mr. Belding in the new class. I mean, that's just plain ridiculous. Then he has a major heel turn and turns on all his former castmates, and they all dislike him. Rest in peace, Dustin Diamond. But what the hell am I talking about? It'd be interesting to see, like, if there was a lot of spinoffs over the years, if one actor kept coming back. I don't think that's the case. I think all these kids, for the most part, are moving on to bigger and better, maybe not bigger and better things. They're moving on to bigger and better success, or you know what? They're moving on to continued success. Let's say that continued success with wonderful things in the future. The other thing that I saw, this was posted on people.com today, an article from Yamila Hurtado. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Stranger Things cast is taking over The Tonight Show. Millie Bobby Brown set to co-host with Jimmy Fallon. It says the cast of Stranger Things is stepping out of Hawkins and into The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon for the final season celebration. Winona Ryder, Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, Sadie Sink, Joe Keery, and Maya Hark are among the stars on the guest list. The cast appearances come ahead of the fifth and final season. So I guess it's going to be over time. It says it's about to get strange on The Tonight Show, ahead of the fifth season. The cast is set to join in a series of appearances, so it's not all together. Slated to be guests are Winona Ryder, Finn Wolfhard, Caleb McLaughlin, Noah Schnapp, Gaten Matarazzo, Sodie Sink, Joe Keery, Natalia Dyer, Charlie Heaton, Maya Hawke, and the Duffer Brothers. I mean, they're going all out. And Millie Bobby Brown is set to co-host on the December 7th episode. Additionally, the late night show will debut a 1-minute recap of the series featuring the cast, as well as have Keery on the Thanksgiving episode of November 27th. Gaten Matarazzo, he was the first one to step in on the show. He was already on the show on October 22nd while playing a game that ultimately revealed who he would rescue from the upside down. Matarazzo chose Eddie Munson. The cast appearance is a full circle moment as they appeared nearly a decade ago. You can check out the entire article. I will put a link to it in the show notes, but it's kind of cool. You're going to start seeing just a full cast push with everyone, you know, coming to, it looks like, I mean, they've been celebrating on The Tonight Show for years. So I think it'd be just kind of a fun full circle way to close things out. And the last thing that I wanted to mention is that Nike, you know, Nike, they put out a press release saying Nike and Converse. Ooh, it's both of them. Nike and Converse enter the upside down with new Stranger Things collection. Nike and Converse are partnering with Netflix's Stranger Things to introduce a limited edition collection that channels the supernatural energy and nostalgic style of Hawkins, Indiana ahead of the show's fifth and final season. The collection includes exclusive Nike and Converse footwear styles crafted to evoke the show's iconic 80s setting, including an Air Max 1, a cool, and Converse Chuck 70. Wait, they're actually called Air Maxes. That's a real show. That has nothing to do with Max. Pairing seamlessly with a footwear collection is a suite of Nike apparel that blends vintage style with intricate detailing for fans who live for the thrill of the unknown. There's a long article. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes, but it shows a bunch of images of some really cool looking shoes. They kind of have a vintage look, but some of them seem like it's like a nice mix of modern and vintage. There's some nice Chucks. I have some Converse All-Stars that I don't know if they're the Chuck Taylors or not. They're low tops. I like to wear the low tops, but I do have like a pair of, they look like Nike All-Stars, but they're actually Skechers slip-in because I feel like I'm at that age where I wear Skechers slip-ins and I love them, but they're Snoop Dogg version. But I guess Snoop Dogg really is like 60 years old now, isn't he? He's an old man. So it's not like he's young and hip anymore. But they look like Chucks. And anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah. These, Converse All-Star, they look, these Chucks. One of them has the radio station on them. And, I just like them. They are a cool looking shoe. I'm not sure which ones I would wear. I probably would wear, these low tops. They look, maybe they're the Air Max. They have like a red and white color. I like those. And I'd probably wear the All-Star, the Converse All-Stars too. Really cool. I will put a link to that in the show notes as well. Now, enough of this, enough of that, enough of here, enough of there. Let's not waste any more time because I've wasted enough of it. Let's jump in to the next 10 minutes of The Piggyback.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we pick up in the attic of the Creel House with A-hole Jason pointing a gun right at Lucas. Lucas is like, dude, I cannot wake her. If I wake her, we all die. And Jason's like, no, dude, if you don't wake her, only you are going to die. You're the only one that's going to die. And it's like, and he cocks the gun. And, you know, again, a typical hypocrite, like he is the evil that he's so afraid of, you know, or that he claims he's protecting people from, and the claims he's fighting. He's the actual evil. He doesn't realize that the people that he thinks he's, you know, against are actually against the actual evil. And he's just an added evil. And, oh my God, I just hate him so much. Like if he just listened one time about one thing, maybe he'd be accepting of things. I don't know. No, probably not. Probably not. He's just a major a-hole. We then jump over to Soviet Russia. Hopper, Murray, and Joyce are walking in the grounds in the middle of the prison there. And Hopper's like, you shot off the fence, right? And Murray says, yeah. He goes, good, so you can turn it back on. And Murray's like, Jim, do you want to clue us into what you're thinking here? Or are we supposed to read your mind? He says, this pit was designed to trap monsters. Okay, so what they're going to do is they're going to get them in there, lock them up, and rain fire down upon them, is what he said. And they hope to hell that gives the kids enough of a chance, an upper hand. Murray's like, how do you expect to do that? How are you going to get them all in here? He goes, it's a hive mind. You draw one in, you draw them all in. He tells Murray that you're the grill master. He tells Joyce, you get the fence back on. Like, what about you? And he says, oh, I'm bait. What is it with people being bait in this episode? You have Max voluntarily being bait to a super wizard of the upside down. And you have Hopper saying he's going to be bait for this wizard's minions. There is another level of braveness. Braveness, is that the word? Bravado? Nah, braveness sounds right. There's another level of braveness that some of these characters have. And we're seeing it from all of them, but really, I mean, big, you know, kudos goes to Max and to Hopper for being bait. So they go into the control room and Harper's like, see that one? He's pointing to someone in the laundry room. He goes, that's not far from here. And he's all alone. So he figures that's the one he can use to get, you know, the rest of them coming. And you could see that, like, Joyce is a little concerned. He's like, he goes, hey, I'm going to die someday, but not today. And she's like, I don't know, Hop. He's like, I still have that date. He still has that date. He really wants that food. And I think, you know, he also wants someone to go on the date with. But she's like, I don't know. And he goes, this time it's going to be different. And Joyce says something that, you know, caught my ear this time. It better be. I'm not having another funeral. Joyce has now had two funerals for two deaths that didn't happen. She held out hope for Will. She never believed Will was dead, but there was a funeral. And, you know, with a boy filled with stuffing. But there was a funeral. I don't think they, like, filled a man up with stuffing, a doll, a Hopper-sized figure, and put him in a casket. I think the big thing with that one is they actually thought, well, they thought he was dead, but there was no body. And, you know, they had to tell everyone it was a mall fire. And he saved people. At least he went out a hero, which he did. Well, he didn't go out a hero, but he was a hero. But she's had to have two funerals where, A, the person the funeral was for didn't die, and B, like, she, there was like a level of doubt both times. I don't think it was like, oh, I think they're dead, and oh my God, they're not, especially with Will. Maybe with this one, maybe she actually thought, you know, he was kind of vaporized. But there must have always been a little glimmer of hope. So we jump back to Hawkins into Eddie's upside down trailer, or Eddie's trailer in the upside down. I like to call it upside down trailer. And they're kind of, I love the shot of Eddie and Dustin. They're back to back. They're like, you know, kind of defending the trailer. It feels like they're ready to be attacked, but nothing is happening yet. And then all of a sudden it gets quiet. And I think as Dustin says, hey, dipshit, you give up that easy? And my first thought is, why would you do that? But then I realize they're trying to keep them occupied as much as possible before they, you know, they don't want them getting back to the Creel house and going to help Vecna. So all of a sudden, you know, they think they notice an opening and they're like, they can't get in through there, can they? And all of a sudden you see bats coming through, the heads popping through, and they just start stabbing at it. Die, die, die. It's kind of funny. They keep stabbing at that thing over and over again. Meanwhile, we jump over to the Creel house. We're in the upside down, and Nancy, Steve, and Robin seemingly get to the top of the stairs. Okay. Then there's a bit of what seems like an earthquake. And the next thing you know, they bump into the vines. A vine grabs Robin. She's freaking out. She looks panicked. And they start, Nancy and Steve are hacking at it. And all of a sudden, the vine grabs Nancy. The vine grabs Steve. It has all of them. The sneak attack, like, that's done. Obviously, Vecna knows they're there now. And while we have no idea what's happening with them, like, it seems like they're all three of them are in a kind of screwed. We jump over to Russia, and Hopper is slowly walking through the halls of the prison. By the way, I like Hopper's jacket. I think I would wear that. He walks into this laundry room, and I mean, the linens are ruined. Yes, they still have a wash going now, but it will take forever for them to clean all the blood off all those sheets. Ruined. So he goes in and he sees one of the demodogs just, you know, casually munching on one of the guards, and he gives a little whistle, and the thing just turns like big, you know, open face, like an open face sandwich, but an open face. And he slams the door shut and runs for his friggin' life, because that door is only going to hold the demodog for about 3 seconds as it smashes, you know, right through that door and starts chasing Hopper. We cut back to Eddie's upside down trailer, and he takes one of the shields that has all these nails in it, one of the garbage cans that they use as shields, and he smashes it up against the ceiling, and it perfectly seals and closes the vent. They're like, huh, it worked. Do you have any other vents? Are there any other vents they could get through? They're like, oh crap. They run into Eddie's room and the bats just start pouring in. They slam the door shut. It holds them. And they're like, we need to get the hell out of here. Dustin climbs the rope. I think that'd be the hardest part for me. I don't think I could climb the rope. Maybe I could with the fear of death. But just thinking about that, I never did that in gym class. Like, you always see at least in like sitcoms and TV shows, gym class was always climb a rope and ring the bell. I'd be like, once I get to the top and ring the bell, okay, who's going to catch me? Because I'm clearly going to fall. I never had to do that, thankfully. But Dustin climbs through, you know, back to the other side. You know, for a moment I thought, well, wait, can't they get in through the gate? No, there's no hole on the other side of the trailer. It's just inside the trailer that leads to, you know, the normal earth. So Dustin piles right through, and Eddie's about to go through, and he's looking around and he realizes that the bats, like, he can't stop them anymore. Now, they have no idea that our kids at the Creole House, our friends there, are having so much trouble. So I don't know how necessary this is, but he looks up at Dustin and he kind of has this look on his face like, you know, I have to do something. And Dustin's like, what are you doing? And Eddie says, I'm buying us time. And he cuts the rope, basically not allowing Dustin to come back on his end. I think that's why he's doing it. I guess because if they got in there, they could go through. Well, they don't need to go through. They're not worried about them coming into our dimension yet. They're worried about them going back to the Creole House in the Upside Down. So he cuts the bed sheet and he takes off, and Dustin is screaming, Eddie, no, what are you doing? The kid who constantly said that he's no hero, he turns and runs. He does the exact opposite here. He cuts this sheet and he runs away from the gate outside the trailer, jumps on one of these bikes and pedals off as the friggin' bats are chasing him. He's leading them away from Dustin. He's leading them away from the Creole House. He's leading them in, you know, away from everyone and taking them all on his own. If that's not a hero, I don't know what is. He's already had an epic moment of, you know, metal and guitar playing. Now he's got this moment of being bait. He's being bait too. He's like, I'll be bait to keep the bats away. I mean, we have so much bait, so many heroes, so many heroic moments in this episode alone. So we jump into Max's mind, where now she's, you know, back at the Snowball, but things are getting like dark and mysterious, you know, dark and mysterious. They're turning into evil Upside Down, you know, not the happy memory that she had. The evil is invading her memory. Vecna is invading her memory. And she, but she's not going to stand there and do nothing. She is basically barricading herself in, thinking to, you know, you need to get in here. You need to come through this door. So she starts taking chairs and just piling them up in front of the door. She's like, she's not going down without a fight. She has no idea that any help is coming. She thinks she's doing this on her own. She volunteered for this, and she's basically trying to see it through to the end. And she's, you know, she's not just going to sit there. She thought she could. Vecna saying, no, I'm showing up. She's like, well, okay, then I better get ready. Which, of course, proves to be a fruitless endeavor, because she piles all these chairs up in front of the door, and she turns around and the chairs are gone. And so's the door. And instead, it's the door to the Creole House. The door pretty much to Henry's childhood, you know, with the flower, the stained glass window right there. And she knows what it is right away. And she's like, oh, shit. So she immediately starts trying to think of good memories again, hanging out with her friends, hanging out with Lucas, hanging out with Eleven. But Vecna seems to know what she's trying to do. That's the clip I played at the beginning where he said, you know, you think I don't see what you're doing? You think I don't see everything? You thought you could trick me? You thought your friends could stop me? I see them. I see your friends just as clearly as I see you. I can feel them. I can feel them dying. And while he's saying that, we're seeing these intercut moments of what we just saw. We just, you know, like Eddie leaving Dustin and Robin getting caught, and then Steve and Nancy getting caught, and even Hopper. Like, we see all this. I don't know if he's putting that into her mind. I think he kind of is, because she looks like she's getting pained while this is happening. And I wonder if he's trying to put this into her, like, to give her guilt, like, look what you're causing by doing all this, even though she's not doing any of this. So once he says, I can feel them dying, like, the the grandfather clock chimes. She opens her eyes, and Vecna says, "It's time, Max." Did I buzz a second early? Anyway, he says, "It's time, Max." And then she turns, and then bah, there's the buzzer right there, the 10 minutes. That's it, though. That ends in a almost like a cliffhanger, because so many people seem to be in turmoil now. This whole 10 minutes was action-packed. We had Dustin and Eddie fighting off the bats in the trailer and succeeding for a little while, giving them some time. But as they go for their escape, Eddie realizes, no, I need to buy them more time. And he sacrifices himself, you know, at least for now. We do know what's going to happen, but Dustin doesn't know what's going to happen. Eddie doesn't know what's going to happen. Watching this for the first time, we don't know what's going to happen, but he rides off heroically, using himself as bait. We also have Hopper using himself as bait, trying to draw the Demodogs into the center pen of the prison. Hopefully Joyce can turn the electric fence on and, Murray can rain fire down upon them. I forgot to mention that one of the visions that they saw, when I can see them dying. Did we see Lucas with a gun pointed at him? Like, everyone else is dealing with monsters, and Lucas is dealing with one of the worst monsters of all, man. Think about that one. He's got to deal with it. Just a human being with a gun, which is pretty damn scary on his own. We don't even know what Eric is doing. She's got that friggin' a-hole, you know, he grabbed her and threatened to beat her up. There's just so much going on with all of that. And Nancy, Robin, and Steve are like, they made it in, they made it up the stairs, and now they've been sucked against the wall by the vines because Vecna knows they're there. And now Vecna is ready to show up for real with Max. And like, he's basically trying to say, I'm here. It's too late. It's time. Abandon all hope, right? Because that's how it feels right now. I have a feeling it's going to pick up. Things might get a little better in the next 10 minutes, but right now, things are not looking good. I feel like I woke up. Like, really, I swear, when I started recording this, because I'll give you a quick update. I, you know, we had dinner. I took my dog for a walk. I ran an errand. I went and got cash to give to my niece so that we could get tickets to her school play. Very exciting about that. And it's, you know, normally all I talk about with her is Stranger Things, but I'm excited that she's got a play to focus on too, I guess, to take away from her Stranger Things love. But, then I came home and I was like, I'm not going to like record right away. I went and hung out with my wife and my dog, read a little bit. But while I was doing that, my dog settled, my wife, all of a sudden I can hear her snoring. And then I'm like, oh, I'm getting, like, I start closing my eyes too. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock. I need to get up. I want to record for my Stranger Friends. I got to get going. So when I hit record, you know, I really was like, that yawn was pretty, well, now I'm talking about a yawn. I feel like a yawn's coming on. I've been fighting it. Okay, I'm going to get through it. And I did. But that yawn was pretty much very real. And it was, you know, I thought, okay, I'm just going to see what happens. And I feel like by now I've woken up. Yes, there was a yawn that, you know, just was right there. But I feel awake now. And I think that's the power. The power of Stranger Things compels me. And I just, I'm glad that we're one step closer now. One day closer to Stranger Things 5. And one step closer to finishing out the Stranger Things Forever project. If my calculations are correct, when all is said and done, there will be a total of 71 episodes of Stranger Things Forever. 71 episodes. And part of me wants to stretch it out into 72, but I can't cover less than 10 minutes. Actually, I probably could. That final 6 or 7 minutes is a bit of a doozy, but I think I'm going to just have an extra long finale because I almost feel like I can't stop talking about it once we hit the 10-minute mark. We're definitely going to go into overtime to finish out this episode, as we pretty much have done for every episode. But that is it for today. I will be back tomorrow morning, bright and early. The moment my wife walks out the door to go to work, I hit record. First I watched 10 minutes of Netflix of Stranger Things. Then I hit record, and I'll be here talking to you guys, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, which I don't know what that means, but I think it means, you know, I'll be awake and ready to go, which is how I feel. I will be awake, and I will be ready to go, and I hope you will be here as well. But until then, my friends, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except the TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. You can follow our Facebook page, which is fans.experts, and our YouTube channel, which is fans.experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts are is fansnotexperts.com. However, if you just care about Stranger Danger, you can go directly to strangerdangerpodcast.com, and you can follow Stranger Danger Podcast on Blue Sky. It's strangerdangerpodcast.com on Blue Sky, actually, and Stranger DPod on Twitter. I think I will post all the Stranger Things 5 stuff on Twitter. I have to close the loop there. But most of the stuff I do is over at StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky. That is it. I am done. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friends. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We're one day closer, one episode closer, 10 minutes closer to the ending. And I'm looking forward to it, because the ending of this is just the beginning of what is next. But until then, thank you again. Stay Stranger, my friends. And remember, it's people like you and people like me. We are the ones who help keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.